Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
Guys, my primary complaint this week are to the crazy entitled Kentucky fans who approached us at the SEC tournament while we're doing the show, expecting, in fact, demanding that we would take a photo of them. This guy approached us with a mullet, a poster board, and a Sharpie. And in Lexington, that might make you a celebrity as a writer for KSR. But today, it makes you my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
It was also something really weird about Tyler Hero that you had to be really inside to know about some comment made about him.
You know what this means, don't you? No, sir.
No, we don't.
Take a photo of it.
What was it? What was on the...
I have no idea.
It was something about Tyler Hero, about something that was said about him.
There were 3 to 4 people that approached us with their signs. I guess that's what they do at Kentucky Sports Radio, is they take photos of people with signs or something.
Wes Patrick has a photo of the guy with the mullet, and it says, "I am a bucket, in quotations, UK, be my hero."
Yeah, I saw a couple people with those. I had no clue what they
meant. Apparently, I guess Tyler Hero said that he was a bucket at some point.
I don't know.
I wanted to ask him, "Oh, funny you don't have a poster board about Tyler Hero saying Tennessee was afraid of P.J. Washington before beating Kentucky by 19 in the next game."
How convenient.
And then beating him for a second time after that.
So my primary complaint also involves Bridgestone Arena. So before the game on Saturday, I'm up on the concourse trying to get some steps in. Got there early, wanted to make a few laps, see how many steps I could get in before the game tipped off. I'm noticing all of the Nashville Predators that are immortalized on wraps throughout the building. Roman Josi, he's the captain. Forsberg's there. Johansson's there. Matthias Ekholm has his own wrap upstairs. Of course, Pekka-Rinne. Ryan Ellis. But no Victor Arvidsson.
Oh.
None whatsoever.
In the whole building?
In the whole, and at least on the 300 level.
Wow.
Up there where the real fans are, there's no Victor Arvidsson. I argued the most popular Predator not named Pekka-Rinne, and we can't even get a poster of him on the wall? What's going on, guys? It's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Arby's on suite level, right?
Oh.
Lexus Lounge. That's where he belongs. So my primary complaint, every year about this time, I like to go back and watch YouTube videos of old March Madness highlights. Earlier, I was watching Tyus Edney, the full-court sprint for the bucket against Missouri to knock them out at the buzzer. One thing that jumped out to me about that highlight was I know exactly where that took place. You know why? Because on the court, it said Boise State, and it had this crazy design, and it was very unique to Boise, Idaho. And now we'll always know that that game took place in Boise, Idaho, because the court was unique. It had character. One thing I love about the NCAA tournament, the underdog stories, the different players, the stars, the teams, the coaches, the character. What lacks character is putting a generic court down that's identical to every other court in every venue for the NCAA tournament. I understand the need for some consistency from venue to venue, but you can put something that's unique to that market at midcourt. You can do some different things to show that you're in Jacksonville, Florida, or Columbus, Ohio, or Columbia, South Carolina, or Salt Lake City, Utah, other than putting in small print Salt Lake City on the baseline where it looks black and blue like every other court in America the tournament is played on. Give it some character. Give it some differences. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Well said.
I can't stand that every year. Back in the day, you would know, oh, this, I'm watching this game and this. Everything looked different. So when Greg Gumbel, before we could watch every game at the same time, he would go from venue to venue and game to game. It's like, oh, we're going somewhere totally different in America right now. And now it just looks like everyone's playing on the same court at the same time.
Going down to Hall C at the convention center.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm with you. 615-737-1045, our number. You can call in. One line available. Big Orange Mac first up today. What's up, Mac?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I tried to mosey on down from Robson County to get a ticket Sunday morning.
How'd that go?
And since Scalpers was busting heads to the white meat, and I didn't have much money, so I just decided to watch from a bar. And every stinking bar up and down Broadway was playing live music. Look at here, people. Nobody wants to hear my dog died and my wife cheated on me with a midget while my favorite team's getting their back blowed out in the championship game. Stop it. It really messed up my game day vibe. I mean, I was wanting to jump from the pedestrian street bridge into the Cumberland. I mean, it was really bad. Stop it. Nashville bars, if there's a big game going on, cut the music until it's over. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Mac. We know firsthand, doing some shows on Broadway, if those artists are scheduled and then they book our show after those artists are scheduled, those musicians are playing their allotted time.
Oh, yeah. They're not stopping.
They are playing over the top of your show.
Now, a lot of them, you know, they take requests. Like, you know, Big Bang, for instance, the piano bar that you like, they take requests.
Oh,
you give them money
for tips.
And they'll sing Rocky Top if a Tennessee game's in town or whatever. And if you give them enough money, maybe they'll just shut up. Like, just go and tip them and be like, how about and don't play for the remainder of this half? There's 4 minutes left. Just silence.
Maybe Matt can take some cover in this. It wasn't that much better inside the arena.
No.
When we got the dubstep version of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, Chattahoochee, Footloose, some Air Supply. Like
Cotton Eye Joe.
It was just terrible. It was terrible.
Well, I can one-up you on that one in terms of music selection. Calling the high school state championship game at Murphy Center on Saturday.
We are the champions.
I said,
we will rock you.
No, I said this on air. Even more shocking than that. They played R. Kelly during the championship.
Whoa.
I believe I can fly. And it was playing during a break, and I said on air, I said, Mark didn't think we're going to hear R. Kelly today in the building, but that's what we're hearing right now.
Somebody need to get teed up over that.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was just so fun. I'm like, well, this is a really good song, but are we just going to brush right past the whole R. Kelly controversy?
You and everyone else that could hear that over the air, you were thinking, I have to speak for America.
Well, they're also playing that at a high school game. I mean, there's a lot of different implications here that someone completely missed. That is someone who's not following the news. I just really love this song from the Space Jam soundtrack. That's why I put it in the rotation.
Everyone else is thinking it. Why not put it out there, Chad?
Well, yeah, the playlist, though, you're right, Hutton, for all those state championship games. Celebrate Good Times.
Yep.
Simply the Best by Tina Turner. You're going to get the same rotation every time.
On a loop. We go to Steve up on line one. Steve, you jumped in quickly for primary complaint. Let's hear it.
I just had to get this in real quick. It's been a really good show this week, guys, and I don't know if you know what the common denominator is, but there's no PK.
Oh, I thought it was David Reed with the fact that we're back in studio with him.
Well, that may be a part of it, but I think the more, elephant in the room type, issue is that PK's not here. He doesn't like Nashville, and yet you guys pay him to talk about Nashville. I don't get it.
What's your biggest complaint with Paul? That he's not friendly about the city of Nashville?
He's not friendly about the city of Nashville, for one. His voice, he thinks he knows it all. He's a Yankees fan. The fact that he believes that his championships from the 30s somehow bear enough weight today to, deem his franchise the most glorious thing that God's ever given.
But who's your team, Steve?
Who's my team? I'm a Red Sox fan. And a Kentucky Wildcat. I called last week.
You were the guy who called and got emotional about Kentucky, right?
Yeah, I'm that guy. But, I keep it classy to an extent. I don't believe that we should use our mass doorstops, as some Kentucky fans alluded to our championships to. But you know what?
You wanted us to refer to you as Steven last week, though, I thought.
Well, no, Paul Kaharsky can refer to me as Steven. Y'all guys, we're cool, man. We're Steve and Chad and, John.
Okay,
all good.
Amongst friends, it's Steve.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Steve.
Okay. That is, Steve, what was he complaining about?
Paul.
Paul, there was a problem with the screener over here.
Oh.
It would type someone else is complaining it up on his line.
It says something about hallelujah.
I don't know what that was.
Hallelujah.
It was a combination of Scott's complaint on line 5 and Paul. That's how it came up.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
And Scott's complaint is walking in hallways. Okay, let's get to Scott on line 5. Yeah, what's up,
Steve,
Scott?
Steve,
what's going on?
Just to summarize previous complaints, Steve, not a fan of Paul Kuharsky.
Right.
I just want that to be crystal clear for everyone out there.
Go ahead, Scott.
All right. My complaint is we live in a country where we drive on the right side of the road. Why is it when you walk in the hallway, you demand to walk on the left side against everybody that's walking the other way?
I don't know why we demand to do that, Scott. I haven't given that much thought. I normally will walk on the right side of the hallway, if I'm thinking about it now.
Most intelligent people do.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I would. Yeah. I mean, just naturally, I would go to the right side. I wonder if a lefty naturally goes left.
No.
If you're left-handed, do you just automatically, your brain wants to lean left?
It's inconsiderate people who are walking on the wrong side of the hallway.
You lean to the left or the right.
Yeah.
Same thing applies for aisles in the grocery store, sidewalks.
I'm a right leaner myself. Are you a left? Then now someone's going to say we're getting too political. Why you guys always have to be so political? Right leaning, left leaning, who cares? Stick to sports. Talk sports. I would go, but here would be just a general question, because I agree with the caller. We drive on the right side of the road in America. You would want to walk on the right side.
Right.
People are all going in traffic. Do the rules of the road apply to the rules of the hallway? Just automatically. Is that a universal truth in America? I don't know the answer to that.
Yes, it should.
Okay. You're saying it should.
It should. When I'm president, it will.
Okay.
It'll be an executive order.
I'm okay with that, by the way.
It's been a while since we have a president with a beard, just saying.
It has been.
Don't they all get killed?
Well, nice knowing you, David.
Hey, you got to go sometime.
It's fun while it lasted.
We go to Matt next. What's up, Matt?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, sweet. Hey, my primary complaint.
Hey, Matt, you weren't waiting that long, man. You put the phone down way too quickly.
Well, my primary complaint for today is just Tennessee fans in general, man. Like, I've met more people in this state alone that just completely crap on their teams before they even get a chance to lose. I've heard so many times that Tennessee's getting knocked out immediately from the tournament, and it's just the Preds, if they don't hit one goal in a game that they lose by one, everybody's ready to say that it's over. The Titans can't do anything right because their fan base is just going to completely trash them no matter what. I mean, the next show that comes on after this one is about a GM in general. That's my primary
concern. So where are you from? Who's your team, Matt? I hate when people have a complaint about people in this state and then won't tell us where they're from when I ask. Because I guarantee you your team's fan base has exactly the same types of fans.
Yeah, Matt was a little confused all around. So,
yes.
Yes. Lots of confusion. Shows and order and places and location. Every fan
his
base.
His call is very static.
Every fan base features fans who are constantly knee-jerk reaction down on their team at the first sign of anything bad. Every fan base that has fans.
Aaron is next. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's up?
Try to get mine quick. My complaint, with all the new shows coming back, Game of Thrones and all these trailers coming out, I'm tired of my news feed being full of Easter eggs you may have missed in this trailer, or spoilers ahead for this trailer for Game of Thrones coming out, or the Avengers. Look, I don't care if Hawkeye got a haircut and that's how Thanos is going to die. If I'm not smart enough to pick up on that stuff, that's fine by me. And I guarantee you they're not going to put anything out on those trailers that's going to give anything away. So I'm just tired of my news feed being full of all that stuff.
Didn't I see on the Game of Thrones preview, Aaron, that the wall was falling down?
Yes.
Well, I think that happened at the end of last season.
In that scene that I saw? Was that the same that happened in the final episode? I thought I saw something I had not seen. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. I know the dragon flew back. I'm nerding out right now. I've seen it.
Oh, same here. I asked you. I mean, I was reading into it just like you were.
I'm nerding out right now. I love that. Yeah.
They came back with the, you know, the dead guys came back on the dragon, and that's how he gets them all across the wall.
Yeah. Right.
Now, it may have been, you know, the rest of that scene in the trailer that they didn't.
That's what I thought I was seeing. Yeah.
It basically ended with the White Walkers entering the north.
Right. But I thought I saw a view of something that I had not seen previously. And I was like, oh, they actually gave us something that's coming up in episode one.
I've never even thought about Aaron's complaint, but he said that. And I'm looking down at my computer, and there is a headline of a story that popped up that says, things you missed in Captain Marvel. Easter eggs you missed in Captain Marvel, if you saw it. Exactly what he's complaining about.
Aaron, that's a good one, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. April 17th, is that right? For Game of Thrones?
Sounds right. I was just watching the Stranger Things Season 3 preview, which looks outstanding.
I'm also excited about that. Yet.
You need to come in here and watch this, Reed. You're going to get excited about this.
April 13th?
I think Reed actually turned me on to Stranger Things.
14th.
The show.
April 14th.
Reed turned me on to Stranger Things, and then I went and got a massage from a guy yesterday, apparently.
A guy
That's
named
how it
Guy.
Happened. A guy named Guy. He disappeared. Couldn't find him for hours.
I'm going to need more pressure, Guy. Need more pressure in that lower back.
Turns out it was Uncle Guy.
My chiropractor for years was trying to find me a massage therapist that he thought was strong enough to handle what was going on in my back. He finally found one. He just told me all about a dude named Patrick. I was like, pass.
Hey, Pat.
Got any muscle relaxers? I'd take those over Patrick any day.
Pat, can you give me a pat down, please? Thanks. No way Uncle Guy would have been at the assigned spot at the right time, by the way, if he gave me a massage.
That's right. Your back was so tight that they couldn't find someone to handle your back?
The muscles in my back are so thick, he didn't think they didn't have anyone who could penetrate deep enough. Old fat back Reed over here.
Chad met someone yesterday. Get that elbow deep.
The best part of that story was Chad's visuals.
I know. And the music.
Yeah, that music was
awesome.
Music
was great.
As the music plays, I could smell the incense burning.
There was a lot of conversation in this massage. I haven't had that much. I couldn't even hear the music because we talked the entire time.
Did you like that?
I liked it in this instance because I felt like I was in a medical examination.
You weren't there to relax.
You needed
I had to tell her, like, do you feel it here? She was asking questions. I was telling her, like, okay, when you do that, that helps a little bit. Do you feel the knots on that side? Yeah, it was good to have a little back and forth.
Might need to get a number.